Let's have a word of prayer and then we will study.
我们现在祷告，然后开始学习。
Lord, we pray that you will teach us today from the Bible.
主啊，我们祷告，您会今天从圣经里来教导我们。
We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for telling us the truth. Help us to understand it, we pray.
我们感谢您的良善，因为也感谢您告诉我们，应该去学什么，应该做什么。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, now, were there any questions that we could address to the book of James before we move on to Peter? Any questions from James?
雅各书已经学完了，大家有任何的问题关于雅各书的，现在就可以问了。
All right, we're going to go on to Peter now, and we're going to study his epistle, 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们来到彼得前书。
And we're just going to read the first verse together. It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
第一节说，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本部加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、比推尼寄居的。
So Peter is writing this letter, and he's writing to people who live in these five cities.
所以彼得在给这些人写的信，这些人是住在五个城市里面的。
And those cities were basically in what we would call Turkey today.
这里呢，这几个城市，今天呢，我们是称之为土耳其的那个国家里。
On the northern coast of the Mediterranean Sea, on the east, the northeast coast of the Mediterranean Sea, just above that, these five cities.
在那个东北方向的地中海。
So I thought, well, it's strange now that these cities should be the ones receiving Peter's message. Why would he have written to these five cities?
这五个城市的那些人应该收到使徒彼得写的信呢？彼得为什么要给他们写信？
And so I thought, well, Harold, you'd better check the meaning of these five cities. What does the word mean?
然后我就跟自己说， Harold， 你最好来查一下这五个城市名字的意思，这五个城市的名字是什么意思呢？
And Roy, this is going to be hard to translate, but we're going to try anyway. The meaning for Pontus is the sea, the ocean, the sea.
但是呢，它这个比较难翻译，我要试图给大家翻译一下。这第一个呢，这个本读呢，它的意思就是海洋。
And the word for Galatia is milky.
这个呢，加拿大呢是那个牛奶。
The meaning of Cappadocia is branded unreal.
这个呢，加坡多加呢就是那个，branded 啊，不怎么有名的东西。
Okay, unreal, you know what that means. Branded means identified, clearly identified as unreal.
就是看起来是不真实的。
All right. Asia means slime or mire.
这个呢，亚细亚呢，就是那个小的，或者说是一个很轻的东西。
Bithynia means violent or rushing.
这个呢，Bithynia 呢是那种也着急的，或者就是一种有暴力倾向。
All right, those are five names.
这就是五个名字。
I'm going to give you the names of a couple of other places. The name of Jerusalem is Double Peace.
这个呢，我要给你一些其他城市的名字。耶路撒冷的名字就是加倍的平安。
The name of Capernaum is Comfortable Village.
那个加百农的名字呢，就是一个很舒适的村庄。
But all five of these names are not nice places.
但是呢，这五个地方呢的名字呢，都不是一个好名字。
I wouldn't want to live in an uncomfortable place.
我不会住在一个不舒服的地方。
And I wouldn't want to live in a place that's called slime and mire. I wouldn't want to live in a place that's violent and rushing. I don't want to live there.
我不会去住在一个那样一个城市，那个城市呢，充满了谎言和暴力的，我不想住在那里。
And all of this then lays a foundation for the teaching of First Peter, and that foundation is this. We're all living in an uncomfortable place.
这些呢，所有的五个城市呢，就给彼得所写的这封书信呢，奠定了一个基础，因为我们所有的人都住在一个不舒适的地方。
I have a friend who says, I'd like to move, I don't like my neighbors.
我有一个朋友说，我想搬家了，因为我不喜欢我的邻居。
Other people say, I don't want to live here, I don't like the weather.
有些人说，我不想住在这里，我不喜欢这里的天气。
Other people say, I don't like to live here, there's too much noise, the people aren't nice, and on and on and on. And Peter says, I'm writing to people who are living in five places that aren't nice to live.
有些人说呢，我不喜欢住在这个地方，因为这里的人呢都不好，他们总是不停的那样那样那样。所以彼得说呢，我要写信写给的这五个城市的地方呢，都是不是一个好地方。
So where would you like to live? Would you like to live in heaven, or would you like to live in Vancouver?
你想住在哪里呢？你愿住在天堂呢，还是住在温哥华呢？
Well, you say, I'd rather live in heaven. That's where I want to live.
你说是不是？我宁愿住在天堂，这就是我想要住的地方。
Well, good for you. You'll get there eventually, but not yet. You don't start there.
但是对你来说那是很好的，因为你最终呢会到达天堂，但是你并不是说从天堂开始的。
So you and I are all in the midst of some sort of problem.
你和我呢，所有的人呢，都住在一个某类的麻烦中。
And in one way or another, it's often because of where we live, where we work, the people we live with, the circumstances around us, they're not ideal. They're often very unpleasant.
通常呢，这个原因呢，是我在哪里工作，我和谁一起工作，我工作的环境是什么样的，我面对的其他的东西是什么样的，所以通常这引起所有麻烦的都是你，因为你周围的东西引起来的。
So Peter is saying, listen, I've got good news for you people. I'm going to tell you how you live even in bad circumstances. I'll tell you how to live.
史特彼得说呢，我有一个好消息给你们，我会告诉你们怎样在这样一个不好的环境里面，不好的处境里面，你怎么样在那里去生活。
So verse 1 says, I know you live in those bad places, but verse 2 says, you have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father by the sanctifying work of the Spirit. You've been chosen for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
第二节呢，第一节讲你们都住在那些坏的地方，第二节讲说，就是照父神的先见被拣选，藉着圣灵得成圣洁，以致圣服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
So how did you get to one of those five places?
你怎么样在那个去到那一个五个地方中间的一个呢？
Well, God basically chose you to be there.
基本上是神选择了你在那里。
But God also chose you to the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by his blood.
神呢，同样的选择呢，你们记着圣父耶稣基督又蒙他所洒的血。
Okay, so we're in this difficult situation. We live in one of these five cities. It's not pleasant, but God is behind it all.
因为我们是都在这样一个糟糕的情况下，我们都住在这五个城市中间的一个，但是呢，神是在我们的后面。
And Peter says, now I just want to remind you,God chose you for all kinds of wonderful things. God has chosen you. God has selected you. He has placed you.
彼得告诉你们呢，说神呢，他拣选了你们，因为很多美好的事情，但是呢，神呢，拣选了你住在哪个地方。
Now, verse 2 says, we've been chosen, we've been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
那第二节说呢，就是照着父神的先见被拣选的。
So what did God know about us before he chose us?
神呢，在选择我们之前，他知道我们什么事儿呢？
And the answer is, he knew everything about us.
答案是他知道所有的关于我们的事情。
All right, and the next question is, how did he choose us? What was his choice? What was the choice action that he took toward us?
下一个问题呢，就是呢，他怎么拣选了我们？他选择的呢，给我们的选择是什么呢？
And there are two common answers to that question.
这里有两个通常的答案对这样的问题。
One answer simply is this. He chose us and gave us a chance to believe him and to trust him and because of that to go to heaven and enter into all his blessings.
这个呢，因为神选择了我们呢，选择我们去相信他们，相信他们，因为我们相信了他们，他以后呢就可以去到天堂，去到天堂得到所有我们要得到的赐福。
Who will get to go to heaven?
谁会去天堂呢？
Well, those who get to go to heaven are those who hear him.And believe him. If we hear him with our ears, if we believe him with our heart, we get to go to heaven.
那就是天堂的人是因为听见了神，然后相信了他们在内心的。如果你听到了神，相信他们在相信神在你的内心里信神的话，你就会去天堂。
And so John 5:24 says, He that hears my word, and believes on him who sent me has everlasting life. He won't come into condemnation. He's passed from death unto life.
雅各书第五章说，那凡信我差来的，神的话，已经出死入生了，你已经有了永生，你会去天堂。
Who does God choose? He chooses everyone who hears and believes.
那么神选择了谁呢? 他拣选了那些所有的听见了又相信的人。
Cain says, I'm a good farmer, God, you choose me. God says, no, Cain, you didn't hear or believe. You wouldn't do what I asked you to do.
那个Cain呢，他说呢，神啊，你选择了我，因为我是一个好的农夫。 神说，并没有，我不是选你，是因为你没有去听，你没有去相信。
God says, but Cain, sorry, Cain says, but God, I'm a good farmer. You should choose me. God says, no, no, I told you who I would choose. I'll choose those who bring the lamb and bring me the lamb for sacrifice.
然后那个该隐呢，他就说呢，他说，不，神呢，你应该选择我，你选择我呢，因为我是一个好的农夫。神说，不，我选择的人是那个带来一个羊作为祭物的人。
Now, other people say that's not the way God chooses. They say God chooses some people, but he doesn't choose others.
有些人说呢，这不是神选择的方式，因为神选择了一些人，但是却不选择另外一些。So
if you line 10 people up in a row, they say some of those 10 people God has chosen, and some he hasn't. That fellow in number 3, he hasn't chosen him. He chose number 4, but he didn't choose number 5.
然后呢，你在路上看见十个人，他们就说呢，神呢选择那十个人中间的一些，而不是选择十个人所有的选择。他选择了第三个，但是他不选择第四个，或者他选择第五个。
And if you were number 5, what would you say?
如果你是第五个，你怎么说呢？
You'd say, well, why didn't God choose me? That's not fair.
你说为什么神不拣选我呢？这是不公平的。
And you say, well, that's too bad. If you were number 4, then you could have been chosen, but you're not number 4, so you aren't chosen.
那你说如果你是第四个，第四个人，那神就会拣选你，但是你不是第四个，所以你没有被拣选。
And you would say, that's not fair.
你会说这不公平。
And don't ever let anyone tell you that that's the way God chooses, because he doesn't choose that way. God chooses everyone who will believe him, who will hear about him and believe him. God chooses every one of those.
别让别人来告诉你，让你觉得说，哎，神想呢，选了这个人没选那个人，他不是那样的。神选择的是每一个听了神的话，然后相信神的人。
But Peter here is writing to those who did hear and those who did believe, and all of them were chosen because God says, I'm going to choose those who hear and believe.
这个呢，彼得写信给这些人呢，这些人呢都是已经听了神的话，相信神的人。所以神说，彼得说我要给你们写信，因为你们所有的人都是听了神的话，也相信神的人。
And the question is, what did he choose us to?
那问题是神选择我们做什么呢?
When I was a boy in school, the teacher said, there's a job that has to be done, and I am going to ask somebody to do it.
当我还是个小男孩在学校里说呢，那老师说这里有一件事情必须要做，我会选一些人去做。
And he chose me, and then he said to me, now, Harold, this is what I want you to do. You go and do this job.
然后呢，他选择了Harold，我现在告诉你，你现在要去把这一项工作给做完。And
I said, thank you, teacher, and I went and did that job.
然后我说谢谢老师，然后我就去做那个工作。
Now Jesus said, I'm going to choose all who hear and all who believe. I'm going to choose them. The end of the verse. For obedience to Jesus Christ and the sprinkling by his blood.
我告诉你神要选择这些所有的人这所有的人呢他们是藉着圣灵成圣洁圣父主耶稣基督用我们他的血所撒的人
So those of us who are Christians, we were chosen because we heard, because we believed, we were chosen in order to obey Jesus and to have his blood sprinkle us from our sins.
这个呢我们所有这些被基督徒呢我们都是听了神的话听了神的话以后然后相信的人这相信的人呢就是为了神拣选我们是为了让我们去顺服我们的主耶稣基督然后主耶稣基督所为我们所流的血会洁净我们的罪
But then he says at the end of the verse, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
但是这节的结尾说愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们
Yeah, they say that's true, but you know, I live in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, or Bithynia, and frankly, it's not very nice. I don't like it here.
然后他们说,对,你说的不错,但是我其实住在本都加拉太,加帕多加亚西亚,比忒尼,但是呢,就是说这些地方都不是个好地方,我不愿意住在那。
And Peter says, don't you worry about where you live. This is what you get. You get peace and you get grace in abundance. Don't worry about where you live. You just rest in all the good things that God has given you.
彼得说呢,你不要担心这个,不要担心你所住的地方,这就是神加给你们的,加给你们的恩惠平安,多多的加给你们,你们就借着神给你的美事住在那里就行了。
You may be identified with the little boy who was at home one night and the thunder came and the lightning came.
有人看见了一个晚上一个小孩子呢,在家里, 那天晚上呢,那打雷了,闪电。And
he said, Mommy, I'm scared.
他会说,妈妈,我很害怕。And
Mommy said, what are you scared for?
妈妈说,你怕什么呢?
And he said, well, I'm scared because of all of that noise, bang, bang, bang. I'm afraid of the noise.
我害怕是因为那个 那么大的响声,bang,bang,bang,我很害怕那个响声。
Mommy says, well, has the noise hurt you?
妈妈说呢,我也听到那个响声。
Do your ears hurt because of the noise?
你要把那个耳朵堵上是因为噪音吗?
And the little boy says, no, no, my ears are okay. It hasn't hurt me, it just scares me.
那个小孩说,妹妹说,我的耳朵没问题,只是在我,他让我害怕。
And he says, and there's that lightning, and the boom when it hits the ground. He says, I'm afraid of the lightning. And she says, well, has our house burned up yet?
他说呢,那里有闪电,那个闪电的蹦打在地下了。他说,那妈妈说,我们的房子被烧了吗?
And then she says to him, well, now, Johnny, do you just want to sit here and be scared? Or would you like to come into the kitchen and have supper?
然后呢,他跟Johnny跟那个小孩说呢,你愿意就待在这里害怕呢,还是愿意来到厨房吃晚餐?
Well, he says, well, I certainly want supper. Let's go and have some supper, Mommy.
他说,当然让我想吃晚餐,但是妈妈让我们去吃晚餐吧。
Now that's what this passage is all about. We live in these five cities, lots of problems, but because of God's goodness to us, he chose us. All we did was say, I hear you, and I believe you, and I trust you. And God says, I got grace for you and peace for you. You come on along. Don't worry about all that stuff.
这就是这一节所有的这一章要讲的。 讲的是我们住在这个 五个这个糟糕的城市，我们的环境很糟糕，但神说不要害怕，不要担心，因为我拣选了你们，拣选了你们，如果你们听神的话，相信神的话，你们就来到神这里，神会有多多的恩典和恩惠加给你，平安加给你们，所以你们不要担心。
And then he goes on and he tells them about all the good things God has done for them.
然后呢，他继续告诉他们所有的神在他们身上行的好事。
He says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Don't just sit there, praise Him. Tell Him how good He is.
第一个是呢，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。不要只是坐在这里去赞美神，去歌颂神，告诉神他有多么的好。
In His great mercy, He has given us new birth. We've been born again because we heard and believed.
他曾照着自己的大怜悯重生了我们，我们有了一个新的生命，因为我们相信了，我们重生了。
And he says, we were born again into a living hope.
他说我们重生了，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Okay, so Bithynia means the violent rushing. Don't worry about that. We've got a living hope. Hallelujah.
因为这现在呢，有很多的麻烦，不要去担心，因为我们有活泼的盼望。
How do we know our hope is real? Answer, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们怎么知道我们的盼望是真的呢？因为我们是借着主耶稣基督从死里复活来。
Are there problems around us? Yep.
我们周围有很多的麻烦吗？是。
Did Jesus Christ rise from the dead? Yep.
主耶稣基督从死里复活了吗？是。
So what's the most important, the problem or the fact that Jesus rose from the dead?
所以哪一样更重要呢？是我们周围的问题麻烦呢，还是主耶稣基督从死里复活了？
If Jesus rose from the dead, out of the midst of the problems he was in, I'm sure there's no real problem for me. Jesus rose from the dead, he can look after me.
主耶稣基督他从死里复活，他也是从他的麻烦里出来了，但是这样就没有问题，因为我也处在我的麻烦中，因为主耶稣基督他会照顾我的。
Now, this new birth that we get is into a living hope, but verse 4 says it's also into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
这里呢说呢，我们有活力的盼望。第四节同样说可以得着不朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
So when I was born again into God's family, he said, Harold, welcome to the family. Oh, by the way, he said, I've got an inheritance for you.
然后呢，我重生了，重生到神的家里的，神就说 Harold, 欢迎你来，欢迎你重生，然后我还在天上给你留了一个戒给你。
Oh, I say, well, that's very nice, Lord. How much is that inheritance?
哎，我说主啊，那个是太好了，但是那个基业值多少呢？
He said, well, Harold, actually, you're going to get to go to heaven, and when you get there, you are going to be unimaginably rich.
哎，他说 Harold, 你会到天堂的，当你到了天堂以后呢，你会变得你想象不到的富有。
I say, oh, that's very nice, Lord. How rich is that going to be?
所以呢，我说主啊，这个太好了。那么我有多富有呢？
And he would say, Harold, doesn't matter what you think it might be, it's going to be better than that.
主说呢， Harold, 不管你想，你能想到的都比你想到的要好。
You say, but I'm living in Bithynia. It's not very nice here.
但是我现在住在这个 Bithynia 的地方，这个地方也不是个好地方。
He says, get over it, Harold. You're going to be unimaginably rich. Don't worry about the fact you live in Bithynia.
主说呢，不要担心 Harold, 就算你住在这个 Bithynia, 你将会变得极端的富有，所以你现在不要去担心现在你住的地方。
But I say, well, the problem is, of course, that if I'm going to get an inheritance, maybe by the time I get there, the inheritance won't be worth that much.
我认为呢，这是的。 也许我在天堂上能得到那么大的基业，但是当我到达天堂的时候呢，那个天堂呢，并没有那么值钱，那个那些基业并没有那么值钱了。And
God says, "Don't worry about that, Harold, because this inheritance will never perish. It'll never even spoil, and it won't fade away and drift farther off."
神说，Harold，你不要担心你的基业。
I had a friend who died a while ago.
另外一个朋友，他死了，前不久。
She left an inheritance to her family.
他把他的那个遗产呢，留给他的家人。
Her inheritance was mostly in the stock market.
她的那些遗产呢，大部分都是在股票市场里。
Her nephew was the executor of her estate.
然后呢，她的那个侄女是她的那个侄子，是她那个执行她遗产的那个人。
And every time he tried to turn the stocks in his portfolio into cash, he ran into trouble, and he couldn't get the money.
然后呢，他每一次呢，他想把这个投资组合里面的股票呢变现的时候，他做不到，因为他当时有麻烦了。But
in the stock market, the prices go up, and the prices go down, and the prices go up. And the prices go down. And he kept on trying to get out of that market and get the money.
然后呢，是股票市场，它有时候呢涨了，有时候跌了，涨了，跌了，涨了，跌了。所以呢，他想把那个股票变现，得到现金。
I think it took him 3 years to get the money out of that estate into the hands of the beneficiaries.
然后呢，我认为呢，他基本上是花了3年的时间，然后把那些股票变成现金，然后呢，再汇到那些受益人的账号里。But
after 3 years, he was very happy because the value of the stocks had doubled over that 3 years, and so. He ended up with twice as much money for the beneficiaries as if he'd been able to sell it without a problem.
然后呢，在3年以后呢，他非常的高兴，非常高兴，为什么？因为那个3年以后呢，那个股票全部翻倍了，所以他现在那些股票的变成现金呢，他也得到加倍的现金。比如，如果3年前他没有问题的时候，把股票卖掉的话。
But it could easily have gone the other way.
但是很容易呢，就往相反的方向走。Okay,
God was gracious in that instance, and there's more to the story for me to tell. But that's what happened. The value goes up or down. What he's saying here is, we've been born into an inheritance that can never perish, never spoil, never fade away. Hallelujah, that's a good inheritance. God's promised that.
那里面呢，其实我有很多故事要讲，这个里面讲到的呢，因为这刚才讲的故事是神的恩典在里面。那么我们要得到的基业是什么呢？基业是神已经应许了我们，我们所得的基业是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残的。
And so if you were to go to heaven today and you were to say to God, God, I'd like to check the vault, please, to see where your treasures are.
那如果你今天去到天堂呢，你跟天堂说，你跟神说，神啊，我想去看一下，看一下那些宝贝在哪里。
And you could probably find a place there that simply says, this is my treasure house, And you'd go in, you'd say, I would like that treasure, please. And God would say, no, no, that's Harold's treasure. It's got a reserve sign on it. It says, this is reserved for Harold. It's kept for me.
因为你呢，到天堂去，你可能看见那个天堂里的上面写着一个房子门口写着一个，这就这是珠宝的房子，所有的金银财宝的房子。然后你进去说，你说，哎，我要想要这个财宝，我要想要那个财宝。神说不，这个不是给你的，这是留给专门留下来给Harold的，所以这些财宝是我的，永远在那里。
If you've got your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a treasure in his treasure vault with your name on it too, and nobody can touch it. It's been reserved for you.
如果你现在主耶稣基督呢，在天堂的同样有一个金银财宝的房子为你留着，也写上你的名字。那个名字呢，没有任何人可以动。那些所有的金银财宝全是留给你一个人的。
Okay, now that's very good, but there's still one problem.
你说这个太好了，但是还有一个问题。
It's one thing for the treasure to be secure, but what about me?
因为这个呢，有一件事呢，我的财宝是有保障的，那么我呢，我有保障吗？
Maybe by the time I get there, I won't be able to enjoy the inheritance.
也可能我到了天堂以后呢，我没有那个能力去享受我的财富。Some
people get an inheritance, but you know they can't enjoy it. They get sick, they have an accident, and they may have a beautiful plan to go skiing, but they can't go skiing. They can't do this. They can't do what they were hoping to do. But this says we through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of this salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. It isn't just that the reward is kept for us. We are kept for the inheritance. Hallelujah.
有些人呢，他呢继承了遗产，但是呢他们却没办法享受那些遗产，因为他生病了，或者有车祸了，事故了。 他想去滑雪，他就没有那个能力去滑雪。然后这一节经文讲到的呢，是你们这因蒙因信蒙神的能力保守的人，必得着所预备的，到末世要显现的救恩。所以说，我们这些人呢，尽管不管那些金银财宝为我们保存在那个天上，神同样能够保守我们，让我们到了天上去以后呢。
All right, so you just tell me now, if you were to receive a check, a letter in the mail today, and it said, your Aunt Matilda just died, and she left you $5 million, would you be happy?
如果你今天在你的信箱里收到一封信，收到一封信里说呢，你有一个 百万富翁的亲戚已经死了，他给你留了500万美元的遗产，你会怎么想
？Okay, so the question is, would you be happy? Raise your hand if you would be happy.
如果你是高兴的话，你会举手把你手机。
Millie's the most enthusiastic. She says, "Yes, I would be happy."
因为那个 Millie。 他是最热情的一个，他把两个手都举起来，我会高兴。Okay,
you get to go to heaven and you can be happy. You just rejoice. You say, "This is marvelous."
你会去天堂，你到天堂去，你会非常的高兴。你说这个太神奇了。And
so verse number 6 says, "In this you greatly rejoice," and he's right. We do. Doesn't matter whether we're living in Bithynia or Pontus, Galatia, and the rest of those places. We are going to get a vast inheritance. Hallelujah.
对，就是说，因此你们是大有喜乐的。真的，我们是大有喜乐的。不管我们现在住在那个亚细亚，还是那个比提尼那些城市，不管怎么样。 我们会最终会到天堂去，我们会有大大的喜乐，哈利路亚。
But now verse 6 says, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
但是呢，第六节就是说，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So if I were to ask you and say, do you have any problems at all? Would you raise your hand? Oh yeah, you'd say, yeah, I guess I got some problems.
如果我现在问你们说你们有你在你人生中有麻烦的举起手呢，你们都会说其实有可能在我们人生中有麻烦，我会举手。
Okay, so the fact that you get an inheritance, is that good news or bad news?
因为那个他能得到基业的事实是个好消息还是个坏消息？
That's good news.
这是好消息。
Now, second question, the fact that you've got a problem, some problems, many problems, is that good news or bad news?
也另外一个呢，这个就是你。现在有一些麻烦，有一些问题，或者已经有很多问题，这样一个事实是个好消息还是个坏消息？
Okay, and the answer is simply yes, that's good news.
所以呢，答案呢非常简单，是的，那也是个好消息。
You say what? I don't enjoy these problems.
你说什么？我根本就不想要这些麻烦。
I want to get out of these problems. I don't like these problems.
我想呢，走出那些麻烦，我不喜欢那些麻烦。
What's verse 7 say? These problems have come so that your faith of greater value than gold which perishes, even though it be tried by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor.When Jesus Christ is revealed.
第七节说叫你们的信心既被这试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
So when you become a Christian, you get two things.
那你成为基督徒以后你会得到两样东西。
Number one,You get a big inheritance.
第一个呢，你得到一个很大的基业。
Number two, you get to bring praise to God, glory to God, and honor to God. You get to do those three things. You get to give him praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
第二个呢是你要给神带来颂赞荣耀尊贵就是说呢当你相信主耶稣基督以后呢在主耶稣基督显现的时候你要把这三样的东西颂赞那个荣耀尊贵给他。
So when you get to heaven, would you like to be able to say to God, thank you God, andI just want to give you something.
但是你去天堂的时候呢，你到了天堂，你碰到神的时候，你会说神呐，感谢您。但是呢，你能不能够当时给点神什么东西？
Now it's nice when you get to heaven, God gives you something. But would you like to give him something?
当然呢，是你到了天堂，神给你一些东西，那是太好了。但是你能给神什么呢？
Oh yeah, you say, I'd like to give him something. I'd like to give him praise. I'd like to give him glory. I would like to give him honor.
你说是我真的想给神一些东西。那我能给神什么呢？我能给神颂赞、荣耀和尊贵。
That's one of the main reasons why you got problems.
这就是你有麻烦在你的身上麻烦的原因之一。
Through those problems, because of those problems, as a result of those problems, if you do what is right, you can give him praise and honor and glory.
就是因为你有这些麻烦，通过这些麻烦， 这些麻烦产生的结果呢，就是说呢，如果你在这所有的麻烦和苦难中呢，你能去做正确的事儿，你就会给神颂赞荣耀和尊贵。
You say, well, that's nice. Yes, I'd like to be able to do that. That would be wonderful.
你说这个是挺好的，我就想这么去做，这个太好了。
Now there's the other side to it. And that is praise, honor, and glory for you, not for Jesus, for you.
但另一面呢，却也是在那里，你把那些呢颂赞的荣耀了，这个都给了你自己，你并没有给主耶稣。
So when you get to heaven, would you like God to say to you, you know, you were faithful, you were a helpful servant. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to give you honor. Would you like that?
你想不想那样呢？你想不想你到了天堂以后，神说了啊，你是一个忠实的仆人。你做得很好，我现在把颂赞啊、荣耀啊、尊贵都给你，你想要神对你那么说吗？
Yeah, I think you'd say, yeah, yeah, I would kind of like praise and honor and glory.
你说是我很喜欢被别人称赞，我很喜欢荣耀，我很喜欢尊贵。
You say to the man who's in the Olympics,Why do you try to run so fast?
你对那个奥林匹克的那个运动员说，你为什么要跑这么快呢？
He says, if I can run faster, I might win.
如果我跑得很快的话，我会得冠军。
And you say, well, what good will that do you?
你说那你得冠军对你有什么好处呢？
And he will say, well, I guess if I'm the fastest runner, I can say I'm the fastest runner, and I will get praise, and I will get glory, and I will get honor.
如果我是那个跑得最快的时候的人呢，我会说，哎呀，我跑的是世界上最快的。然后呢，你就会得到人的称赞，你就会得到荣耀，你就会得到尊贵。
It's true, isn't it? A lot of people will devote a great deal of time and effort.To getting praise and honor and glory.
这个是一个事实，是不是呢？大多数人他们都是穷尽一生去追求这些被人称赞，追求荣耀，追求尊贵。
So let's just take a hypothetical story again.
我们再来说一个假设的故事。
Let's assume that you're going to go to heaven, and when you get there, the Lord says to you, okay, I just want to show you your inheritance. Over here it is. It's only worth $100 billion.
因为你说呢，假设你今天到了天堂，然后主说呢，我现在要给你看一些东西，看你的一些基业。你的基业呢，只值那1000亿美元。
You would say $100 billion. I can't count that high. $100 billion. That's far, far higher than I could count.
你说啊，我这1000亿美金，我数都数不过来，这个远远超过了我的数数的能力。
And then.God says to you, you could get some praise and some honor and some glory.
而神说呢，你本来可以得到一些称赞啊、荣耀啊和尊贵。
And so this is only hypothetical. This is just to make the point. But if God said to you, listen, instead of giving you $100 million and nothing else,I'm going to give you $99 billion and praise and honor and glory. What would you rather have?
这是一个假设的故事。这个假设的故事呢，只是说要来说明他的那个观点。那个神说呢，如果呢，你仅仅你只能得到1000亿美金的基业，就这了，再没有了。或者说你得到999亿美金。然后你再得到了 颂赞、荣耀、尊贵，你宁愿选哪一项呢？
You would say, well, what am I ever going to do with that extra $1 billion? But praise and honor and glory, I would like that.
你说呢？我要多要那个十亿美金有什么意思呢？所以呢，我宁愿要这个990，再加上这个颂赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Why do we have problems?
为什么我们有麻烦呢？
So that we can get something more valuable than gold. Verse 7, these have come your way, come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though tried by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
为什么我们有这么的麻烦呢？因为这些麻烦我们可以得到一些比金子更宝贵的东西。第七节说，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在主耶稣基督显现的时候得到称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
It is true, the praise and the glory and the honor for Jesus and for you is far more valuable than gold. You're going to get the gold, don't worry about that.What you can do is say, I want praise, glory, and honor for Jesus and for me. That's what I'm going to work for.
这个事实是这样一个事实，就是说呢，当你到了天堂以后，你会把这些称赞、荣耀、尊贵都给主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督同样也你自己也能得到这样的称赞、荣耀和尊贵。所以你不要去担心金子，你会得到金子的，所以金子你都会得到。但是你同时呢，要得到这些尊贵、荣耀和那个称赞。
Verse 8 talks about you and me now. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, yet you believe in him, and you're filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
第八节说，你们虽然没见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来的满有荣光的大喜乐。
Does Jesus bring joy to your heart? You say, yep.
主耶稣基督给你的心里带来了喜乐吗？你说是。
Have you ever seen him? No.
你看见过主耶稣基督吗？没有。
Does that make any difference? Not really.
这个呢，有什么不一样吗？没有。
I love him even though I haven't seen him.
因为我知道我也没见到他。
Will I love him more when I do see him? Probably, yeah.
就是我没看见他的时候我爱他，但是我看见了主耶稣以后我更爱他吗？当然。
Has he filled me with joy? Yes.
他让我充满了喜乐吗？是。
What kind of joy?
什么样的喜乐？
It's a glorious joy.There's a difference. Some things in the world will give you joy, but they're not good. They'll just give you temporary joy, not eternal joy.
这个喜乐什么呢？是荣耀的喜乐。你在世界上可能得到一些喜乐，但这喜乐却是暂时的，它不是永恒的。
But this is glorious joy.
但这个却是荣耀的喜乐。
And it's an inexpressible joy. It's the kind of joy that you cannot explain and you cannot contain. It's greater than you can explain, greater than you can understand, but it's there.
这个喜乐呢是你说不出来的。这样说不出来的喜乐呢是你语言不能表达的。是你自己想象不出来的，是你甚至是说你自己承受不了的。你这种喜乐是你完完全全是从你都发出来的，你完完全全想不到。
What is the foundation of that joy? Verse 9 says, "You are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls."
那么这样的结果是什么呢？第九节说，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
How do we know it's real? Because it's already working in our lives.
我们怎么知道这些都是真的呢？是它在我们的人生中已经实现了。
It's true. When we trusted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we reached out to believe Him.
这个是一个事实。当我们呢，相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，我们就去相信他。
But as a consequence of our life, we begin to receive the good things He has for us.
作为那个结果呢，我们开始收到神给我们的一切的美事。
Lots of problems, yes, that's true. But inside, a glorious joy, an inexpressible joy at the beginning of all the salvation that we're going to get, He even gives to us now.
就算是我们现在有大多多的问题，但是在我们的心里呢，是极度的喜乐的。这个喜乐呢，就是在我们信了主耶稣基督以后就已经开始了，他甚至现在就给了我们这些喜乐，就是我们从得到救恩的开始。
Okay, so did you get the message? God saves us, and He saves us in the midst of difficult circumstances.
你听懂了这个信息吗？因为神呢，他救了我们，救了我们是让把我们从一些我们大的麻烦中救出来了。
Having saved us, we become an inheritor and we become fabulously rich.
然后呢，他告诉我们呢，我们变成了一个基业的继承人，我们变得极其的富有。
But there's more than that. It isn't just that He saves us for fabulous riches. He saves us for praise and honor and glory, and we get that for Him, and we get that for ourselves, and we get it by enduring the times of difficulty associated with our problems.
我们不仅说我们得救的时候，他拯救我们，不仅仅是把我们从我们的大麻烦里拯救出来，让我们变得极其富有，同样呢，我们会得到那样的称赞、荣耀和尊贵，不仅是我们把那个给主耶稣基督，同样还是给我们自己。所以，当我们通过了我们人生中那些极大的麻烦以后，我们就会得到这些。
All right, so that's our basic introduction to the book, to the chapter.
这就是我们基本的介绍，关于这整本彼得书还有这一章的。
Any questions on this introduction?
在这个介绍里面，大家有任何的问题吗？
Hello.
Go ahead, Judy.
Yeah, I have a full question. I just thinking are there some grade in heaven?
Are there some grades in heaven?
Yes, 等级。
Why
more level, higher statue?
I think she means there's a different levels in heaven. Somebody's higher level, somebody's lower level.
And the answer, I suppose, is yes. When we get to heaven,We will not all be equal.
答案是的，这个是有不同的等级的。然后我们到了天堂以后呢，我们并不是都是一样的。
So Judy, two answers now to your question.
现在 Judy 给你两个答案。
Answer number one is, your circumstances are different from mine, and mine are different from everybody else.
然后呢，那个呢，就是你的环境是跟别人都不一样的。Harold 他的环境呢，跟其他任何人也是不一样的。
So you will get a reward based on your behavior in your circumstances. I will get a different reward based on my behavior in my circumstances. So I won't get your reward and you won't get my reward.
这个呢，你会因为你所处在的环境里面，因为你的表现而得到你的奖赏，而还是得因为他所处在的环境中处境中，他在这样的处境中的表现，他会得到跟你不一样的奖赏，然后呢，你不会得到他的奖赏，他也不会得到你的奖赏。
And that way we're equal in that we all get different rewards for the different things that we did.
这样呢，从这个方式来讲呢，就是平等的，因为我们所有的人呢，都因为你所做的事，因为你的表现得到了不同的你自己的奖赏，这一点是一样的。
But the second answer, and more closely related to your question is,Will the Apostle Paul get more rewards than me?
然后第二个答案呢，就是比较接近你的问题了。他说呢，在天堂内，使徒保罗他得到的奖赏会比 Harold 得到的奖赏更大吗？
And the answer is yes. Apostle Paul, he loved the Lord. He served the Lord very well. My position way down here.He'll get far more than me because he believed and he served and he suffered far more than me.
答案呢是当然是使徒保罗会比我得到的更多，因为使徒保罗他爱主，他很好的服侍主，他为主受苦，他是远远在这上面，然后我 Harold 呢就在这下面，在下面呢他的服侍远远超过我，所以使徒保罗得到的那些奖赏呢远远超过我将得到的。
So when I get there, I'll get some reward. He'll get very great reward. We'll still be friends. We were all saved by the blood of Jesus, but he gets a better grade than I do.
然后呢，实际上呢，到了那里以后呢，那个我会得到一些奖赏，而使徒保罗得到的奖赏呢，远远的是超过我。当然，我们还是朋友，我们都是因为主耶稣基督的血。得救的，但是呢，使徒保罗他的得到的那个奖赏的级别就远远高过。
And that duty is the basic teaching of 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
这个呢，就是在哥林多前书的第三章里的基本的教导。
And maybe we can just turn there for a minute, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
大家可以翻到。哥林多前书的第三章，林前第三章。
And many other places are similar, but let's try First Corinthians 3 verse 10.
其他的有很多类似的地方，让我们来。试一下第三章的第十节，林前三章十节。
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it.
这个第十节说，我照着神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基。
But each one should be careful how he builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
然后这里讲的有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督。
If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
第十二节第十三节说，若有人用金银宝石 草木和节的根基上建造，个人的功成必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的功成怎样。
If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames.
第四节第十五节说呢，人在那根基上所建的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
So we are careful how we build in order that we may receive beneficial rewards.
因为我们自己呢要非常的仔细小心，我们怎样去建造，我们建造的那些东西呢，将来要是经得过试验。
All right, that's a part of the answer, Judy. Paul goes into other statements on this in, I believe it's in Corinthians elsewhere, and he talks there about the fact that he says, I run in order that I might win the reward. That may be Philippians. I'm just not sure. So yes, there are some gradations, but we all will get some reward.
这个呢就是使徒保罗讲的，在这里面刚才就是对这个答案的一部分答案，实际上是在使徒保罗其他的地方呢，他也讲到了，可能是在腓立比书里，他说呢他那个去努力是为了得到最终的奖赏。
All right, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, again, verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
Which verse did you read?
That's verses 10 and 11 of 1 Peter chapter 1.
Oh, 1 Peter, okay.
Yeah, where is 1 Peter, sorry.
That's fine. 所以大家回到了彼得前书的第一章的第十，第一章的第十到十一节，我跟他刚才读了，所以论到这救恩呢，预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦呢，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
Now, the fact is that many of the prophets and much of what they taught, they did not fully understand.
这个呢问题就是呢，很多的那些先知呢，他们所讲的那些预言呢，他们自己并不是完全理解。
And that is because God has something different for us than he had for them.
这个呢就是因为呢，神呢有一些跟对我们在我们身上所行的事，对他们来说呢是不一样的。
God's plan for the Old Testament people is different than his plan for us.
神的计划呢，在那个旧约时代的人的身上呢，跟在我们身上是不一样。
And there's a reason for that. In the Old Testament, the people didn't understand God as well as we do.They didn't have the experience of history that we have, and God had a different program for them than he has for us.
在旧约的时代，那些人呢，他们并没有说是有我们这样的理解，也没有说是我们现在有这样的历史，我们可以去考究。所以呢， 神在他们身上的计划和在我们身上的计划是不一样的。
One illustration of that is that in a family, the mommy and daddy have a different set of rules, different set of operations for the little children than they do for the teenagers.
这个一个的例子就是说在一个家里爸爸和妈妈在对那个小孩的那样的身上的一些规矩比对那些青少年的孩子的规矩是不一样的。
And as the children mature, why, the rules can change a little bit.
当那孩子慢慢长大的时候呢，那个规则呢就开始有些改变。
For that reason and many others, when you get to the New Testament, the rules are different than they were in the Old Testament.
因着这样的一些原因呢，还有其他的一些原因呢，当你到了新约的时候，新约的有些东西呢，比旧约的东西已经改变了。
There's a sense in which the rules regarding us are better. And so the Old Testament prophets used to try to figure out what was going to be going on in the future because I think they knew that things were going to be better for the New Testament Christian than for the Old Testament saint.
这个呢，从这个意义上来说呢，我们在新约里对我们的这些规则呢，是比在旧约里对他们那些规则更好、更完善。所以，当那些旧约的先知呢，他们开始去想象将来的新的规则是什么样的时候呢，他们虽然知道会更好，但是他们却理解不了。
Okay, so verse number 12 now.It was revealed to them, the Old Testament prophets, that they were not serving themselves but you when they spoke of things that have now been told you by those who preach the gospel to you, by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
第十二节说他们得了启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事。不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
So what is happening in the New Testament is in many respects more wonderful than what happens in the Old Testament, but sometimes hard to understand.
有些事情呢，从某些方面说呢，在新约里发生的事情比在旧约里的发生的事情呢要更美好，但是呢，这个问题就是对在旧约里的人来说，他们很难去理解。
So if these things are hard to understand, don't be terribly depressed.
如果这些事情呢，你真的不明白的话呢，不要感觉有压力。
Even the Old Testament prophets had trouble understanding it well. Don't be surprised if you're learning slowly.
就算在旧约时代的那先知呢，他们也很难去理解，也不要感到沮丧，因为你学得很慢。
Keep on learning. Keep on studying. Keep on rejoicing at what we're learning.Because the blessings of God are there for you.
也一直要坚持呢，要学习，一直要坚持呢，去研究，然后呢，要把你学到的、研究到的东西呢，要也大大的去喜乐，去享受他们，因为你会因此得到从神来的赐福。
And therefore, verse 13 has a delightful conclusion as its introduction. It says this, therefore, prepare your minds.
这样的第十三节有一个很好的一个总结。这里说的呢，所以要约束你们的心。
What does the Christian do?A Christian learns to think.
那基督徒做什么呢？基督徒学会怎样去思考。
But the Christian has got to learn to think differently.
但基督徒呢，必须学会的用不同的方式去思考。
And he learns to think differently slowly.
他呢，学到不同的东西呢，是慢慢的学。
So don't feel bad. You're learning. You just keep on going. We're going to get into in 1 Peter now. We're going to get into a picture of what we're like compared to what they were like in the Old Testament. We have got to learn the new way of life.
因为如果你呢学得很慢呢，不要那个沮丧，因为这样呢，我们已经来到了彼得前书。在彼得前书里呢，我们要去读到一些那些在旧约时代，他们先知呢，他们怎样去思考，怎么样去学习的。我们要学习一个不同的学习的方式和思考的方式。
When you are a Christian, when you become a Christian, you are born again.
当你成为基督徒以后呢，你就重生了。
What does that mean?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, it basically means everything's new, doesn't it?
基本上这是意味着所有的东西都是新的，是不是？
And when everything's new, it takes you a while to catch up.
如果呢，每一件事都是新的呢，那就花点时间去赶上。
If everything's new, you can't do it the way you did it yesterday.
如果每一件事情都是新的呢，你不能按照昨天做事的方式来今天去做。
If everything's new, you got to think differently.
如果每件事情都是新的呢，你必须是用不同的思维方式去思考。
Okay, and I was going to give you the illustration of my cell phone, but I can't find it.
他想用他的手机做一个例子，但他是找不到他的手机。
Okay, I found it. Everything here is new.
他现在找到了他的手机，这手机的每一样东西对他来说都是新的。
Now, one of the things that I cannot think is this. I cannot think that this machine will take a picture that I can send to you.
就有一件事呢，他不理解的。不理解的就是呢，这个手机呢，可以照一张照片，然后他可以发给你。
And it makes life so much simpler, but I still forget that I could solve a lot of problems if I simply took a picture and sent it to somebody.
这个呢是一件非常简单的东西，但是呢有时候呢他忘记了有些事情其实可以简单到一个什么程度呢，他就拿他手机照一张照片，然后发给别人就解决了。
When you get born again, you get new things that you can do, new thoughts, new actions. Everything's new. Doesn't come just like that. You learn it just as a child learns it when he's born. Be patient with yourself.
但是呢，你成为一个基督徒呢，什么是所有的事情都是新的。你做事情呢，你要是有不同的方式、不同的行动去做。你要慢慢的去学，它不会只是像这样，一下你就学会了。你要对自己有耐心，你要就像一个孩子去学东西那样，慢慢的去学。
So Peter says, listen, prepare your minds, chapter 13, first line. Prepare your minds, because remember, you've got an inheritance, and you've got the potential for praise and honor and glory, and it's all absolutely fabulous. You've got to learn to live with this and to work towards that. That's what we're going to get into next week.
这里讲到的呢，第十三节说，所以彼得在这里说是你们要约束你的心和思维，就是要准备好你的心思，让你自己清醒，就像这样呢，因为每件事情都是新的，你们将来所要得到的基业呢，是一个非常美好的基业，那里有称赞、荣耀，还有那些尊荣，所有这一切都是极其美的，所以你从现在开始。你要准备去学习，然后一定得到那样的基业。
All right, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll carry on. Remember, children's meeting this afternoon, and the prayer meeting this evening at 7:30.
我们来祷告，让大家记得三点半跟 Norman 的那个儿童圣经学习七点半开始的是祷告会。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises of God.
主啊，我们要为神的应许献上感恩。
We thank you for this glorious salvation into which you have brought all who put their faith and trust in you.
我们要献上感恩，是因为你把这样的荣耀的救恩，给那些把他们的信心放在您里面的人。
And Lord, on the basis of the certainty of these promises that you have made, we pray that you will help us to think right so that we can start living this new life the way we should.
主啊，基于你们，您给我的这样的应许的确定性，我们祷告，让我们用我们一个新的正确的方式去思考，让所以得到您给我们准备好的那一切。
And so, Lord, we're just praying for your blessing, and we give thanks now for all your goodness.
主啊，我们要感谢您的赐福，我们也为您所有的美善献上感恩。
And we thank you now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.